Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to just hang out with us. You know what we do here at Good Deeds? We actually enjoy sharing other people's their vision, their dreams, of course, their passion and purpose that God has given them in this earth. You know, we have to make sure we do three things in life. You know, I always say it. We have to believe, we have to trust, and we have to walk it out. We have to support other people in their dreams and their passions and their purpose. You know, when you go places, when you meet people at different places, even the grocery store, we need to be interested in what other people are doing, how we can help other people advance in life. You know, it's not all about you. We're here to actually help other people, intercede for other people. And the reason I say this is because we do have some ups and downs in life. We do have a lot of organizations that we're involved in. We need to actually share that information so, again, that other people can advance and other people can be inspired and motivated, that we all can make wise decisions. You know, that's what we do here at Good Deeds. And, you know, I'm Dr. Renee Sunday, and, you know, I am the platform builder. And we actually have several platforms, from the radio, television, you know, from the teleconference, the webinars, and live events. And the reason I wanted to say about we need to help each other in the organizations we're in and actually the situations we're going in, we actually have an awesome, awesome, best-selling author. And she's also the director of Women Speaker Association as well. And, you know, you have to be very humble. You actually have to be a giver to be the two awesome things that she is doing. I mean, she's a wonderful lady as well, personally. But we want to chime in the awesome things that she's doing as the best-selling author and also the director of this awesome, awesome organization. We want to not delay it. We want to welcome Miss Betty Perriman to Good Deeds. Are you there?
Oh, I'm here, and I am just absolutely overjoyed to be talking with you today. You know, Dr. Sunday, it is great to have a doctor any day, especially a doctor in the house. Thank you for inviting me, and I'm just happy to be here to share with everyone.
Well, I love it, I love it, I love it. But Betty, we have to chime in because you have so many, you know, accolades, hats that you actually do. Just tell us more about yourself and the awesome things that you're doing in your life.
Well, thank you very much for that. You mentioned that I'm an author, and I have written Happiness Beyond Grief, Betty's Story. That is about, it's a transformational change in my life that occurred due to the loss of my family in a car accident in 1984. And, you know, when you go through such a tragedy like that, you're faced with yourself. You look yourself in the mirror, and with a life change like that, and it's unexpected loss of your family, you look at yourself and you size yourself up and you say, wow, what am I going to do? Am I going to drown in this despair? And I have to confess to you, I was bitter, and I did often just look at my faith and go, wow, am I losing my faith? And I was very fortunate. I met a lady who helped me to see things from a different perspective. She helped me to process things. And I looked at myself and she said, you know, Betty, you need to ask a different question. You're asking, why me? And I think you'll get a different perspective if you ask, why not me? And so when I did, and why not me, I said, you know, what did I do that was just so divine and Christ-like that I would be exempt from tragedy? So that really kind of put me on my path to women's ministry and empowering women and helping them to share their own testimonies and their own stories to help transform their adversity and their tragic events into self-empowerment and a way to uplift and empower other women as well in their lives and, you know, absolutely around the world. So that's become my mission. I'm also a member of the International Association of Professional Life Coaches. I participated with a collaborative there. called How Coaching Changes Lives, and I did a chapter in there with some other very fine, wonderful coaches. I do coach women in ministry, aspiring authors and speakers, and my platform is basically is to help these speakers, whether they're whatever their business is, to help them use their voice and their testimony to get their message out to the world, because there's somebody out there waiting, I promise you, to hear that message. Had I not heard the message that my wonderful friend and mentor shared with me, Betty, asked a different question, asked, why are you, why not you? Why would you be exempt from tragedy? I would not have been able to progress and to move forward and to serve the way my calling has inspired me to serve. So that is how I got on my path to serving others. And eventually, I have other projects in the works right now where I can actually help women who want to get their messages out. Two very important ways is you mentioned that I was the director of Women Speakers Association Live. That is that I help direct our local chapter in our area. And if you want more information on the WSA, please go to speakwitheloquent.com/WSA or just go to BettyPerryman.com/WSA. And they will certainly be many, many opportunities there to get your voice out. And I'm working on a fantastic right now, Dr. Renee. It is called Filling the Void Project. So over the years, having worked with many, many support groups on grief and loss, you know, it's not easy losing children, but it's not easy losing your parents to hospice or Alzheimer's, or losing your spouse to divorce, or losing your health or your income or your ability to care for yourself, your home, or total losses and devastation through natural disasters. There are many other types of losses that can impact our lives in just devastating ways, and people are out there waiting in droves to share their stories, get their messages out to the world. So Cheryl Webb and I right now are involved in a project called Filling the Void Project. So you can go to fillingthevoidproject.com, and if you have a story to share your testimony about, be inspirational with it. Let us know how you were inspired and what motivated you to move forward in a positive manner. The stories are very, very slim and sparse. People need to be inspired. They're sitting out there with their own sadness and their grief, and they don't know how to move forward, and they're stuck, and they're in this little spiral sometimes, or at least in a loop, to where they don't know what to do, even though they may want to move forward, they don't know how. So our message is there's happiness beyond grief. It is okay to grieve. It's acceptable, and you need that process. But once you've made that process and you're ready to do your transition, then there is something more. There's a calling, perhaps, even. And, you know, you don't always get a resolution. You know, there are people like John Walsh and Beth Holloway who have lost children. There's no resolution because, like with Beth, her daughter was never returned to her. So when there's no resolution, there's ways that people fill their void that help create a new normal for themselves. And this project is a social project designed to inspire other people, to show them that there is happiness and there is a way that you can embrace tomorrow and the next day after that and the next day after that. And it's just knowing how other people created their new normal that can help them do that. And this will be a project that will lead to a book. We want to interview 100 women And we're requesting that at least 10 leaders step up in certain categories. Like my category, for example, would be women who have lost children. Or there may be another category for hot in life, stage in life. So, or there may be a section of disasters, how people have moved on with inspiration stories for natural disasters, tornado or hurricane, snowstorms that we've had to endure lately. So all we ask in participating in these top projects, Dr. Renee, is that the because we want to know how people move forward, we wouldn't want you to necessarily share your story right away. We would want someone to share the story who has had some time to pass, so they could grieve. And they've made, they're in the transitional phase where they have created their new normal and are moving forward, because that's the part that people may need help with. Once they've gotten their therapy or worked with their doctors or other professionals, their minister or their other lay people, and they've gone through the grief process and they're ready to move forward, they need to know how to start creating a normal. And those are the inspirational stories that will help hundreds and maybe even thousands of people in the future be able to be inspired and move forward. So that's the project that I'm working on now. Do we have any questions from our listeners that I may be able to help with? Because I'm here also to talk about how they can use their voices to share their testimony and transform their own adversity into empowerment. And maybe later on we can talk about how some of these women in ministry or coaches who may be interested in helping these people to transition from the grief stage, having already processed all that, who are ready to move forward. Maybe we could talk about a program that they could be involved in and even add to their own modalities, add it as a modality to their business, and be able to help other people as well. That wonderful calling called grief facilitation.
Well, you know, Betty, that is very, close to my heart, because, you know, my brother passed away, and I actually have written a book as well about grief. But you said some major things that I just want to chime on just quickly. At one is you transition through it. You can't get, you know, you can't stop at any of the stages of grief. You know, the thing that I love to point out is, you know, everybody don't go through, you know, grief different. So don't be, even in your own family. I was the only one that gained weight and everybody else lost weight.
But, that is an awesome point, because that's what we will be talking about in Filling the Void, Dr. Renee, is how people fill their voids until they were able to move forward and create their own new normal. I myself, I gained an enormous amount of weight, an enormous amount. I said, because, you know, we're ladies and belles of the South. We can definitely tell women around the world that Southern women, it's that gentility. We nurture through food. We celebrate through food. And when people die, we awaken that whole community with food. It's an outpouring from the whole community that comes forward and brings covered dishes and shows compassion and love to that family by bringing a gift of food. So that is how I filled the void, and I'm hearing that you did that as well. So there are things that people do to fill those voids. And then there are ways to climb out of that and to move forward, to accept that hey, there are other ways. Maybe this is my calling. Maybe I to share my testimony about how I did that, how I overcompensated and tried to love myself with food, because that is the acceptable social norm for Irish women, is to nurture and love with food. So that is a very good point, and I thank you for sharing that, because that needed to come out, because that is one of the things that we are going to talk about, especially as leaders. In the project, Filling the Void, we will be choosing 10 leaders in each specialty. So if you chose that particular specialty, having lost a family member and filled your void with food, then there are many. You would be interviewing at least 10 of the women of the 100 that had a similar response and how they created their new normal by moving forward from having filled their voids with food. 10 inspirational stories pulled together into one chapter. So a leader would have a full chapter featuring at least 10 of the women and their stories from the 100 that we will interview. And we're going to put those into a book, and hopefully we have it on a schedule that we want to do a documentary for each person who leads the group. So there will be groups of 10, and each leader will be documented and talk about the ladies in her group and how they move forward to create their new normal. So it's a very interesting project, and I hope your listeners are intrigued by it. They can go if they're interested and want to participate, or they want to be a leader in a particular project specialty. They can go to fillingthevoidproject.com.
Well, I love it. I love it. I think it's a much needed conversation, I'm going to say, because, you know, I'm very transparent, Betty. What happened to me, I actually, you know, I started talking about grief, but, you know, unfortunate society, we don't want to hear things that we need. We want to hear things that we want. And so I actually, now I'm being very transparent here, I changed my talk in more of people going through difficult situations. That's still just like grief. When you lose your car, lose your house, lose, you know, any of your pets, that is still grief.
Yeah,
and
yes,
you know, when I tweaked my talk a little bit, and now people are receiving that, because when you say the word that someone has passed away, all of us need to hear the information, but sometimes you have to, which I know you teach so wonderfully in your organization as well, we have to make sure we engage in the audience so they can receive it, not saying words that actually will repel them, I guess. That may be a better word, but I really appreciate that how you're doing this. It's just so amazing. I know people are going to be really knocking your door down to get involved in this, because everybody has had some form of grief in their life.
Well, that is the whole point. And, you know, and not everybody gets the help that they need. So one thing I want you to know, listeners, and Dr. Renee too, is that if anybody wants, everybody is open to participate. 100 will be chosen to participate in the book, and 10 will be chosen to participate in the documentary, okay? So if you choose to participate, make sure that some time has passed. We request, you know, up to 5 years of time has passed since any of your loss, so that you can have a story of inspiration of moving forward. And if you still need some support because you've participated with the project, we have, as soon as you sign up, you will be given a little link to a closed Facebook group that is called Filling the Void Project, where you can talk with others and get some support and, you know, and share amongst the group on how you're doing and things like that. So just for sharing your story, that group will be open to you, but you have to sign up for that. So that will be open to you. And then for those of you out there who feel a calling and know that you're called into some a path of helping others through this grief, I have my own signature program. It's called Grief Facilitation, and I would love to talk to you. Please email me at info@bettyperryman.com. It is a complete certification program for grief facilitation. And it's not about taking the stories that are going to weigh you down with sadness. It is about helping someone create their new normal and have a plan for the transition to move forward. So that's what that is about. If they need grief, they really need professional assistance through some therapy or a mental health or medical professional. Following that, they can get that coaching. They can get the coaching. The grief facilitation is part of a coaching modality. So if they're interested, I hope they'll give me a shout out. I'd like to talk to them because that is very special and near and dear to my heart. And I'd love to see more people get involved with that as a coach.
Yes, I agree with that. What we're going to do just real quickly, Betty, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we want you just to, you know, everybody that comes on my show, Betty, it's kind of funny. I make everybody a media personality. You share some awesome nuggets and things that you actually we can actually use right now in our life. But when we come back, we want you to give us some, you know, just last-minute words. And then, of course, again, circle back and give us your contact information on how we can support you and all the things that you're doing in this, and also on the social media network. So what we'll do just real quickly, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. And, you know, this is Dr. Renee Sunday, and this is Good Deeds.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires and Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
Hi, this is international and literary award-winning author LaDonna Marie, and you can find my inspirational books on Amazon, also www.ladonnamariebooks.com, and you're listening to Good Deeds Radio.
We're back. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I love the people that believe in our vision, you know, the sponsors, the advertisers. You know, if you want more information about us and Good Deeds, and also about me, Dr. Renee Sunday, the platform builder, please go to our website, which is www.reneesunday.com. Again, that is www.reneesunday.com. We are actually having an awesome, awesome session today, conversation. Oh, Lord, Betty Perriman, she's really giving us some awesome information. I mean, because we all need to help each other, like I said when we did the opening. And she actually has an awesome, awesome platform that she's helping all people. You know, we need a new normal. We need to move forward, you know, because all of us had some type of grief in life. So we can admit it, okay? It's okay to share. Because we actually have to do, just like Betty said, we have to create that new normal. And we need help with that. It's not a single project all by yourself. But Betty, please just give us any last-minute thoughts and, of course, circle back on how we can contact you and how we can support you.
Well, I thank you. What I would most like to get out to the audience is that no matter how you kept your lost to yourself, or how you shared it in your prayers, or your voice, no matter how weak, you have a message that creates a sound wave whenever you speak it or whenever you share it. Make waves. Send that voice out to the world, because somebody out there is waiting to hear it. Somebody needs your testimony. So you can create a magnificent change testimony. If you want to go further and as a speaker or as a coach, I'm here to help you. Dr. Renee's platform will help you get you on the right track or to the right people who can get you on your path, your calling. So written word, spoken word, shared word, all makes those waves. So send those waves out into the world. It's really important because your voice and your experience can help somebody and help them change their life. Now, if you want more information, if you'd like to work with me, please visit happinessbeyondgrief.com. That's happiness, B beyondgrief.com. If you would like to learn more about my speaking or my tapes or CDs, you can always Google me on Amazon or go to BettyPerryman.com. And if you want to activate a free membership with Women Speakers Association, just please go to BettyPerryman.com/WSA. Cheryl and I have SpeakWithEloquence.com/WSA. We'll be happy to activate a free membership for you there. And coaches, please go to International Association of Professional Life Coaches. I am a member and a very active member there. You can activate a free membership there as well. If I can help you in any way, get your message out there, please let me know. That's my job, and not only that, but it's my calling, and I embrace that as my calling to serve you through Christ.
I love it, Betty. I'm just all smiles because I'm like, I love it. I love it. I just thank you for being in your purpose. I'm just speechless because it's a warm feeling inside because I love to see others when they in their purpose and it's sweatless. It's just, I can tell the passion in your voice that you really are authentic in what you're doing. So we really thank you for being here with Good Deeds. If you need us for anything, please do not hesitate to ask or call.
Well, thank you, and I'm here for you too. I'm just a click or a phone call away.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, you guys, we back. We had an awesome Betty Perryman. She's awesome. We're going to actually have all those websites available for you. We'll put them in the Facebook group. We'll put them on our timeline as well with the Good Deeds business page as well because we want to help you move forward and get your testimony out so you can help other people. You know what I always say. We got to believe, we got to trust, and we got to walk it out. So this is part of that walking out, connecting with other people. Now, we're going to end the session today. You know what I love to do? I love to support our gospel, indie artists, you know, all artists, that, because you know what? Music does have an awesome, awesome message, but you got to listen to it to get it, okay? But we're going to end the session today with the awesome, awesome Spylodon. He's out of Minnesota, and I love this song. It's called Pray For Us. Listen and enjoy, and you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Excuse me for a second while I talk to my father. You know, sometimes you just gotta let go and let God. Ain't no specific way you gotta pray, just pray. Put your hands folded, put your eyes to the sky, just pray. Pray for me, I'ma pray for you. But I'm asking God to pray for us.
Astronomical pressure weighs me down every day. Got me consistently plotting routes for my soul to escape. When I think of the past, most of the time I reminisce pain. Will I leave this place smiling, the folded up shirt stains? Some contemplate suicide and I can't place no blame. Seem like we'll see them soon, our leaders leading us that way. We used to be proud to have a child for all the promise they gave. Now we cry, look in the clouds because their futures are haze. Righteousness is progress, ignorance set us back further. They reaching for false dreams, wanna be athletes, godfathers. Telling our neighbors poison and our neighborhood disintegrate. We choosing right over wrong, not fully weighing the stakes. We selfish, long as we come up, we feel it's not our problem. We born with a disposition, supposed to be better men than our fathers. I was once one of the masses, eyes blinded by objects. With plenty hard, but none of us got 1 ounce of conscience. Pray for us, Heavenly Father, it's hard to sustain. Tribulations make a stronger man, but things you see are insane. Even if they close their eyes, I know they feel the blood in the streets. Here I am on bending knee, not asking only for me, but pray for us, Heavenly Father. It's hard to maintain. Tribulations make a stronger man, but things you see are insane. Even if they close their eyes, I know they feel the blood in the streets. So here I am on bending knee, not asking only for me, but pray for us.
Pray for us. Pray for us, Father, have mercy.
Most of us will suppress feelings till it directly affects them. But I bet you and someone you know someone in prison. Cause we're the third generation of government sanctioned experimentation. Poor education, intimidation, and political assassination. And then what we do, kill each other to keep a system in place that was designed to keep us suppressed in the first place. Fool, I pray that God give me the insight that he gave Tupac and made my aim be as true, like when Pac shot them to cops. In the civil rights days, no one had